This is MSO News Sports. We're joined by Jim Rudloff, head football coach at Marblehead High School. Jim, first of all, congratulations on the fourth straight NEC conference title. Great job.
Thanks, Bill. Yeah, it obviously feels good to do that. We've had a great group of kids this year, and obviously a very good group of football players have come through Marblehead in the past 4 years for us to be able to do that.
Well, tell us about this year's team and how things have come together. You've been pretty steady this year. I know early on in the year you're looking to see improvements, and you're always looking to see improvements. But you guys have made a strong statement from the start of the league season for sure.
Yeah, the success we've had this year has been part of our growth. I think that in the beginning of the year, we didn't really know what we had. We had a couple of very strong players returning at a couple positions, but not enough that you could point to and say, well, that, you know, our strength is going to be running, passing, or defense so much. Where we did have the most of our returners coming back on defense, so we thought we'd be pretty strong there. But the development of Drew Galley as a quarterback has led to us having a decent passing game, and then Drew's development as a runner has opened up Jason Lopez's running from the tailback spot. We have about six different kids that we've thrown the ball to that are all very strong receivers. We've been able to move a athlete like Bo Millett, who's going to probably play tight end in college. He's played tight end for us this year. He's played tackle. So we've been very fortunate. We have kids that can do a lot of different things, but as those players, as those kids have gotten stronger at what they're able to do, it just really changed what we've been able to do. And that's kind of, I think, why we've been difficult to defend. But as teams, you know, get a chance to see us a little bit more and get to see what those guys can do, I think that, you know, maybe they'll start to figure it out a little bit. But we've been fortunate that their development has, I think, made it also difficult for us to defend, because it seems like every game a different kid has shown up and done some good things for us.
You know, Jim, as you're talking, I'm thinking of this, too, about your team, is that, you know, if a player is either a 0 or a 10 on a scale from 0 to being a 10, and, you know, a lot of teams may have a handful of 10s, but they might have some 5s and 6s in the rest of the lineup. I'm thinking you guys just have a bunch of 9s and so on. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, you know, if they play, if the kids play to their potential, then you're right. You know, we do have a bunch of kids that I think it's fair to say are you know, certainly 8s or 9s, and spread out across, you know, different positions, which has been nice. But, you know, like anything, it's high school football, and on any given night, one of those same kids can play like a 3 or a 4, and one of your kids that normally is a 4 can play like a 10. So you never know. You know, you're just hoping to get consistency, and you hope that the kids simply execute and do just their job. You know, sometimes you don't really need everybody to be a 10, but if everybody could be a 7, that would be pretty good.
Gotcha. Wayland, what do you know about Wayland, and tell me what kind of a game are you expecting at home on Friday night?
Wayland usually has always been a division ahead of us. Scott Parsegian, their coach, has been there for, I believe, about 15 years. They're very similar. People around here, they would remind people around here very much of Steve Dombowski's Swampscott teams. You almost always have a very strong quarterback. We'll call the plays from the sidelines. We'll make adjustments from the sidelines. Excellent coaching staff. Depending on what you're trying to do to them, that's what they're going to do with their offense. They're going to attack what your weaknesses are and try to sort of outsmart you that way. They've always had very strong, very aggressive defenses. They've had some of the best defensive players in their league. They usually, you know, put about 8 kids on their all-star team every year in the dual county league. They were last in the Super Bowl in 2012. They played in the Super Bowl against Sharon. And just last year, it took Melrose to knock them out in the, I think it would be called the semifinals of the playoffs last year. But, you know, they went up against Melrose. So, you know, this is a formidable opponent for us. We drew an unlucky 8th seed with these guys. So anything can happen, you know. And maybe that's a good thing for us, because it puts us a little bit more on our toes and makes us have to work a little bit harder and gets the attention of our kids.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a tough draw for a 1-8 for sure. There's no doubt. Finally, Jim, any other late news with your team as you head into the weekend against Wayland on Friday night?
No, you know, we've been fortunate. A lot of kids that have played just sparingly for us are starting to get healthy. So we should be at full strength if all goes well. And I'm curious to see, you know, what we'll look like in being able to do that and get those kids all at a full week of practice. So, you know, we're excited. We'll be home. We think that, you know, we're not going to get rain this Friday, which will be unusual for us to play a dry game, but we're excited.
Gotcha. Hold on, Jim. That's Jim Rudloff, head football coach at Marblehead, with us here on MSO News Sports.